Everything that I'm talking about today is purely a habit. So if you're looking to be more productive, to be more successful, it starts with not motivation, not wanting to be more productive, but wanting to be more disciplined. The small steps done consistently ultimately brings you success. Hello, Elevated Entrepreneurs. How are you? I am super pumped for this episode because I am taking you behind the scenes. I'm going to share with you everything that I do to be productive. The systems, the tools, the processes, the applications that I use, how I use them, and when I use them. And also, I'm going to share with you some of my deepest secrets, and you're going to hear them at the end of this episode. So make sure you are tuned all the way till the end to listen to my deep secrets. I'm not going to share them now. Make sure you listen till the very end. I'm recording this episode today because a lot of you have reached out and asked me about my productivity and what are the things that I do. So you're going to hear me talk about all of these, not only just the systems and the tools, but also the methodologies, the frameworks, the stuff that I have read over many, many books and listened through to many, many podcasts. I'm sharing this all with you so that you too can be more productive, be more effective in your time. So with that said, if this interests you, make sure you grab your headphones, grab yourself a cup of coffee, or if you're driving, drive safely, but turn the volume up and help me cue the music.
You're listening to the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast designed to help retailers, restaurateurs, and entrepreneurs simplify business operations and use modern technology to elevate their business. Here's your host, Darren Bhatia.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Elevated Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, I'm going to walk you through my productivity routine. A lot of you have asked me how I get so much done with so much going on, and I'm so excited to share all of my secrets with you. Well, these are not secrets, but my particular workflow so that you too can benefit. Now, before we get started and I take you through my systems, my process, and all of the apps that I use, I want to dispel two big myths that I've come to learn over the last few years. Firstly, what is productivity? And secondly, what is motivation? A lot of us believe that productivity has to do with doing things faster or making most effective use of your time. And yes, that's true, but also productivity is doing the things that you want to do in the time that you need to do it in. And motivation, on the other hand, is not something that you need to be productive. I'm the biggest procrastinator there is, and I'm the laziest person there ever is. But I have to tell you, being motivated to be productive is not going to help you be more productive. At least that's what my learning is. In fact, motivation, as one of the people that I listen to, Ali Abdal on YouTube, says, motivation is a myth. He says that we'd all be much happier and get more done if we actually scrub the word motivation from our vocabulary altogether. Because motivation, as he says, operates on the erroneous assumption that a particular mental or emotional state is necessary to complete a task, quote unquote. I love this because he's so right. You don't need to be motivated to be productive. I used to suffer from this many, many times where I couldn't get up to do the things that I needed to do. And I felt I'm not motivated enough. But you know what? Motivation and productivity are two different things. I want to refer to Ali Abdal's and one of his blog posts, which I will link in the show notes. Motivation is waiting until you feel like doing something before doing it. And he says, and I've come to realize this as well, it's actually not motivation that you need to have to be productive. It's actually discipline. Oh my God, this was like a mind shift. My mind was just blown. Cue mind blown emoticon here. It is so true that discipline is what is going to help you to be more productive. And today's episode is about me sharing with you the systems, the apps, the tools that I use, but also, most importantly, the discipline of using these systems on a daily basis. And yes, I've had my days where I also falter. I don't do the things that I plan to do or I want to do. Again, it's not motivation. It's just the lack of discipline. And one of the other guys that I follow on YouTube, Matt Devella, has this two-day rule that I've instituted too. He says, if you're going to pick up a new habit, make sure you're going to do it and only skip one day of the 2 days. So if you skip something today that you're planning to set as a habit, make sure you do it tomorrow so that you come back on that treadmill. Because if you fall off the treadmill for more than 2 days, there's a very high chance that you're not going to make this a habit. And everything that I'm talking about today is purely a habit. So if you're looking to be more productive, to be more successful, it starts with not motivation, not wanting to be more productive, but wanting to be more disciplined. And this could be for everything in life, not just necessarily productivity, but also happiness, longevity, personal life. Oh my God, like discipline is the key to success. And this is something that I've learned from Charles Duhigg in The Power of Habit, James Clear in Atomic Habits. This is all that they're talking about, is the small steps done consistently ultimately brings you success. In fact, one of my most favorite quotes comes from Varsha, my business coach. She says something which I have plastered all over my desk and my books. Routine will set you free. Isn't that true? Now that you think about it, if we are going to be doing the things that we want to do again and again, daily, in and out, that is where we get success from. And there have been so many amazing authors and podcasters and people that talk about this. It's that big things don't happen because someone hit a home run on their first shot. Big things happen because they did the same thing consistently again and again. In fact, Bruce Lee once said, I'm not sure where I heard this, but if you look for it, you'll find it all over Google. He said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. Unbelievable knowledge in that statement, isn't there? And with that said, I hope that you will enjoy all of the things that I'm sharing for you from my personal productivity routine. So let's get started. And I'm going to go through them in the order that I think is most important for you to follow along, and also the order that I use to institute this in my life. The first thing that I do is I use a system called Drafts. Drafts is a very, very simple note-taking application that I have installed on every device that I have, my iPad, my iPhone, my MacBook. If I could put it on the walls at my home, I'd do that too. Why? Because Drafts allows me to capture any little idea as soon as that I've had it. In fact, one of the devices that I just forgot to tell you on, it's also on my Apple Watch. And this is the beauty of Drafts. Drafts allows you to capture your ideas as they come to you because it makes it so easy to capture ideas. And I'll tell you why that is. Drafts, as silly as it sounds, whenever is opened, shows you a blank page with a cursor flashing. Nothing else, nothing more. So easy to not get distracted because you only have white space in front of you to type down what you're thinking. And if you're using it on the Apple Watch like I do, you could actually use the voice dictation feature. It'll transcribe what you are saying and actually then leave it for you to be processed later. And that is by far the biggest success that I've had with productivity in the last few months, because ideas are fleeting. They're going to get out of your head the minute you start doing something else. So capturing your ideas, very important. And I can't recommend this application enough. And you could use any app. You could use Notes and you can use many, many other systems. I prefer Drafts and I hope that you will give it a shot. Drafts requires a premium membership for some advanced features. But for the things that I'm talking to you about now and for you to start playing around with it, I highly recommend the free version. Get it installed. It takes 5 seconds to set up. And really, like I said, the simplicity is really the beautiful part about Draft. Like I was saying earlier, as silly as it sounds, there aren't that many apps that keep a white page with a cursor flashing for you to accept your next big idea, your next great thought. So give Draft a shot. I hope and I think you will love it as much as I do. Now, once I have captured my idea, I then start to clarify. This whole process, by the way, comes from Getting Things Done, which was a system pioneered by a gentleman named David Allen, also known as GTD. And the GTD process actually has a lot of steps. There's actually five key steps, and you're going to hear me talk through them. But I think for the purpose of this podcast, I'd like to make a separate episode about GTD. But as you hear me through this episode, you're going to see the things that I've taken from it. And this is the beauty of any paradigm, any system. Take what you like, don't use everything else, right? You can make it yours and stick to it, which is, again, coming back to the point of discipline. So coming back to draft and coming back to the idea of capture. So starting with the first step in draft, which I forgot to mention earlier, is the idea of capturing. No matter how small the idea, no matter how inconsequential you think the thought is, capture it, put it down, and use something like draft to capture. Now moving on to the second step, or the second thing I do in my productivity routine, which is clarifying that idea. And clarifying is so different from capture, isn't it? If you think about it, if I say to you, I need to go to the shopping mall to get my shoes, and then I could also add to that, I need shoes in white, 42 in size, and it has to be from the Nike brand. But you see, there's so much color and so much detail that I don't necessarily need to have when I'm capturing the thought. The thought could be, I need to go to the mall to buy some shoes. However, later when I am clarifying this task or this thought or this idea, I will add more color. And the point I want to drive home here is separate the idea of capturing and clarifying from each other, because they're not related. Oftentimes we get lost in this thing that we have to do all of these steps together. And actually, GTD states that you should not be doing them together so that you can unburden your mind and not have to worry about putting all of this information in the time when you're capturing the thought, the task. So starting with the second step, which is clarifying. And I use my notes and / to-do app called Things3. Things3 is an app that I started using probably about 8 or 9 months ago. And it has been one of the biggest game changers for me, because I tried many other to-do apps like Todoist, OmniFocus, even Reminders on the iPhone. But I love Things because Things is so easy to use, so beautiful to look at. It's designed absolutely wonderfully. And it's a joy to use because it does one thing and it does it very well. And you can also look up Things3. And again, I have it on my iPhone and my MacBook. I don't have it on my iPad because it's a per device license and I don't find myself typing away on my iPad. Although I wish I could, or I wish I did, but it's not something that I've currently incorporated in my workflow. I use the iPad for something else, for some other stuff. Again, topic for a different episode. But for now, coming back to my point of clarifying. When I'm clarifying the thought, the idea, the task that I have captured in draft, I'm going to start to add more color. I'm going to add more information. And I'm going to then move it from draft to Things. And Things allows me to capture my to-do list, and I have it set up according to the areas of my life. And this is something that I want to share with you. No matter what app you're using, make sure you have it set up to reflect the areas in your life, because you may have things to do in so many different areas. Maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're in a career, maybe you're a parent, you're a runner, or if you're a podcaster, or you're a blogger. There's just so much happening in our lives. And I find it that if you have your apps set up to match the areas of your life, it's going to be much easier for you to capture and clarify your to-do, your thoughts, your tasks. And I personally learned a paradigm called PARA, P-A-R-A. PARA system was founded by a guy named Tiago Forte, and you can find more about this system on fortelabs.co. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'm not going to go into the specifics and the depth of the PARA system, but I wanted to bring this in at this point in the conversation, because from here onwards, PARA for me is a very important system. From all the other apps that you're going to hear me from here on, I've recognized them and I have organized them in this same fashion. I don't necessarily do this in drafts because it's not the point of the app, or it's not the point of that step in the process. So from here on, in terms of clarifying, I start to clarify my items and I add them in the PARA process. Again, PARA stands for projects, areas, resources, and archives. And just to take a 10-second segue, you want to be able to classify your life, your roles, your tasks in this module because it encompasses everything that you do in your work and life. Now, you could, for example, have an area called personal, and within area, you could have all of the different projects that you have running in your life, your home, your kids, your TV watching or movie watching list. These are all different projects. And within these projects, you can have a series of tasks, things to do, notes to remember. And then the resources and the archives, as you can imagine, are pretty self-explanatory. There are things that you may want to store in your digital life. All of your passwords, your photos, things to remember, important notes, all of them come under resources. And anything that is no longer being used then moved into archive. The important thing here is not to delete anything from any of these apps, because you never know when creativity strikes and you may want to refer to something else. Always a good idea to use the archive folder under the para system. Now, once I have captured, I've clarified, time to review. Just because I've done everything that I need to do to get the idea from my mind into my system doesn't mean I'm ready to execute just yet, because there's one key step called review. Now, review for me is a very, very important step, not just because of the tasks or the ideas, but also review on a weekly, monthly, and a quarterly basis. And that's something that I use my journal, my planner, which you may have heard me talk about in the previous episodes of the Elevated Entrepreneur podcast. It's called the Full Focus Planner by a guy named Michael Hyatt. So let me just take a step back, because I think I've given you too much information here. So I started with capture, I moved on to clarify, and now we're talking about the step review. And you could do review in many ways. If you stick primarily to the GTD system, which I'm using here, it's about making sure that before you get into execution mode, you get into process mode, as David Allen calls it, you want to review one more time, because you may have missed some important attributes. You may have missed some information that could be handy for you to actually process and execute that task. And that's the key with productivity. It's about being clear in what you are wanting to do and when you are wanting to do. So review really, really helps cement and solidify that idea, that thought, the task that you're looking to do. Now, I want to bring up review also from the purpose, the way I've learned to do it from so many other people, is to review on your weekly, monthly, quarterly basis, and even then at the end of the year. So what does that mean? So at the end of the week, at every Saturday, I spend 30 to 45 minutes reviewing my weekly accomplishments, my wins, things that didn't go so well, the tasks that I didn't finish, and I then move them over into next week's things to do. And this process, I have to tell you, is one of the biggest wins that I have had in the last few years. And I learned this again from Michael Hyatt, who talks about the importance of review. And it's not just Michael Hyatt who talks about this. It's pretty much every other productivity guru that I follow and listen to. They talk about the idea and the importance of reviewing. Now, weekly review, I've got that. The next thing that I do is a monthly review. And, you know, sometimes you may think that, listen, this could be too much because I already know what I've done and I don't need to review it. But I can tell you the amount of clarity I've gotten in hindsight, because hindsight is 2020, right, is just unbelievable. And then you build on that and you look at your quarter, you see what has happened, what went well, what didn't go so well, and what do you need to do in the next quarter to hit your goals that you set out at the beginning of the year or the goals that you have for this quarter. So review is a super important process. I also use Evernote, which is my note-taking app. And the note-taking app for me is also a very, very important piece of technology that I use. I use it on my iPhone, my MacBook, my iPad. It's a free app to get started, but Evernote is just a phenomenal way to get everything in your life organized in one key place. I also want to tell you how I use Evernote. Actually, Evernote calls themselves the digital brain, and I think the tagline says, don't forget anything. And it is so very true, because they've done a great job in allowing and facilitating you and me to capture everything in our life. So I use Evernote as a note-taking app. I use it as a business card scanner. I use it as a repository for all my important documents, my medical files, my air tickets, warranty slips, everything that I can capture using the camera. I use it, I scan it, and I store it in Evernote. I just make sure I have the right title. Now, the beautiful part about Evernote in terms of capturing all of these assets like documents, important pieces of information, is because Evernote can actually see inside the file. And that is just phenomenal, because if I'm searching for a specific word, which may not be in the name of the file or the name of the note in Evernote, Evernote can actually look inside the PDF, inside the text file, and it'll show you that in your search. Super powerful and so easy to use. So I use Evernote for my digital card scanning. Evernote also makes a separate app called Scannable. And Scannable allows you to scan pretty much anything you want. Business cards, documents, photos. And I don't use Evernote for photos, but you could. And anything else that is important to you. And it recognizes what kind of document it is, and it'll put it in the right place for you. Or if you're using the Para system, you know you can organize that. So I spend maybe once a month or once in 2 months, I spend some time organizing Evernote because it can get clunky and it can get full, if you will. But again, super important for me. Now, the other thing that I do with Evernote is, again, with the review process. I may have an idea, or maybe even this particular podcast that started out as an idea, but I sat down with Evernote and started to add some color into the idea, which became then an outline for the episode. And it's so easy to work with, so easy to use. You can also dictate into it on your phone or your iPad. And one of the other key things that I've come to appreciate, and I know a lot of people around me have appreciated this too, is the recording ability of Evernote. So if I'm in a meeting, which I usually am in a lot of cases, if it's a face-to-face meeting or if it's just an idea meeting, I actually turn the recording on and I let myself speak into it and I let my clients also speak into it and I capture the entire audio section of that meeting, because you never know if you're going to have to go back and review something. And the beautiful part about this is there's no storage limitation in Evernote. And mind you, this is where the premium feature of Evernote comes in. If you're looking to use something like this, it's about 108 dirhams for the whole year. Really, really cheap for what you're getting. Phenomenal money worth for me, especially. I usually record everything that's happening in the meeting directly to Evernote. And I can then even share that audio file with anybody else if I have to. So like the attendees of the meeting, or if there was a task for someone in there, I just share the audio file and someone can go and listen to it and pick up what they needed to pick up. So phenomenal system for me to review, capture also to some degree, like I said, meeting notes, audio notes, and just allows me to take an idea from drafts and start playing with it, start looking at it and allowing me to do what I want to do with that idea. So that brings us to the next step, which is process or execution. Now, David Allen, in his GTD method, has a couple more things that you need to know. Like I said, this is not the episode for me to review GTD, but I wanted to walk you through my system. So for me, the last step is execute, aka process. And for process, I go back to my Things app. And here is where I complete the entire circle. So I started with capturing the idea in drafts. I moved it to my Things app. I then review it using my planner or my Evernote app. And then I come back to Things to finish the task, or actually put deadlines, assign it due dates, and even reminders, because that's what Things is known for. It will actually bring up the task when you need to see it. And that's the last thing that I want to talk to you about. Oftentimes, I used to find myself just overwhelmed with a to-do app because I would add a task and then I would not put due dates on them. And I just have a long laundry list of things to do every day. And looking at that list, I used to get overwhelmed. And slowly and surely, I would stop using the app. And I think there's a big secret here, isn't there? If you're going to be using a to-do app like Things or Todoist or OmniFocus, which there are so many of, remember, assign due dates so that you don't get overwhelmed at looking at the big laundry list of tasks. And also, use the Para system to categorize them better. If you looked at my Things app, I have it set up by my areas of life. I have personal, I have Cloudscape, my business, I've got my podcast, which is the third area. And within these areas, I have multiple projects running. They could be very small tasks, and task versus project is a whole different conversation. But at some point, if you need to do more things for a particular task than more than two or three steps, then it technically becomes a project in my mind. So I have many projects running, and I can add a lot of information for each task within those areas and projects. And then I put due dates on them. And I have to tell you, this has been a fundamental shift in helping me get things done quicker, faster, and finally, be more productive. Now, let's get to some of the things that you don't know. Number one, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, I'm a lazy guy. And yes, I forget to do things. But because of the systems that I have instituted, because of the systems I have put in place, it allows me to catch back up. I forget to do things on certain days and I forget to check them off But because I have this in things, I know what I need to do, and I do end up doing them. Second, I sometimes become lazy enough to not do some of the key steps I just talked about. For example, review. Review is one of those things that as much as I want to do it, just some weeks, I don't do it. And again, I'm being lazy, I'm procrastinating. And I find the weeks where I don't review, I'm feeling a lot more clogged up. I'm feeling a lot more stressed. My shoulders feel it. I have so much weight in my head, in my brain. And one of the things I heard somewhere, our brains are idea-creating machines, not a task-managing system. Our brains are designed to spew ideas out at the weirdest time of the day. But when we start to overload our minds with tasks and things to do and reminders, that's when we start to feel a lot more stressed. We start to feel worrisome and we end up becoming unproductive. And so, yes, sometimes I don't do my review process, but again, I fall off the treadmill once and I make sure I do it the second day, the two-day rule, which I referenced earlier in this podcast. And you can look this up as well on YouTube. Look for Matt Davella and I'll make sure that you find it in the show notes. And yeah, so as much as I love these systems, as much as I love these apps, I wanted you to know we are all human. We all forget to do things. And we also all are lazy sometimes. And we don't end up doing the things we want to do. And we lose the discipline. But the important thing here is not to fall off that treadmill completely. If I've forgotten to do my review 1 week, 2 weeks, very rarely, but if I have forgotten it, I don't end up beating myself up like I used to before. Because when you start beating yourself up and you start complaining about the things that you didn't do, you're playing from your back foot. You're playing from a place of self-doubt and you're not motivating yourself to be disciplined. Because every time you talk about the things that you couldn't do or you didn't do, you're losing opportunities to do the things that you can do. So start afresh. Every day is a new beginning. If it's happened, let it go. Forget about it. Make sure that you get to do the things that you've set out in your list of things to do. Now, I want to share a couple more things that I do within my Things app. In fact, I have taken my daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly review process, and I've also made them into tasks in my Things app so that I know that I need to do this on a day-to-day basis. So every morning when I come into work, the first thing I do is I review. I check my tasks off from the previous day. I make sure I clean the to-do list app. I make sure I move all my captured ideas from drafts into the right places. And then I also have the other tasks like the weekly review, the monthly review, the yearly review, all set up into things with the due dates. So that makes my life so much easier because I don't have to remember that I need to do this today. I just follow my to-do app. And that's what I think productivity comes in, because now I'm so much more effective. I don't have to remember. I'm not carrying all of this weight and I can now be a lot more effective with my time. So there you have it. A quick walkthrough of my productivity system. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed talking to you through it. Would you believe it or not? I did this entire episode in one take. And that's because I love talking about this. I love reading about this. So if you have a question, if you've got a doubt, if you've got an idea, talk to me, let me know. You'll hear a link at the end of this episode where you can go in to leave me a voice note and I'll be happy to take your questions, answer your questions for you, or even hit me up on email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you like. I'd be happy to talk to you about this because this is a subject I can't stop talking about. So thank you so much for giving this a listen. I hope that you've enjoyed it and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for staying with me till the very end of the episode. You've done it. I've got three specific asks for you, only if you think that this podcast is worthy of your support and if you've enjoyed the content. My first request is for you to hit the subscribe button, actually smash that subscribe button so that you can get notified when new episodes come your way. Or if you haven't already, head on over to elevatedentrepreneur.fm and subscribe to the podcast on the website so that new episodes are emailed to you right away. My second request is for you to help me spread the word with your friends and families and business owners that would enjoy this podcast and help elevate them too. You can do that either by leaving a review on your Apple device or just telling your friends how cool this podcast is. And finally, if there's a question that you've been dying to ask me or if there's pieces of feedback that you'd like to give me, head on over to elevatedentrepreneur.fm/speak where you'll be able to record a voice message that I can listen to and also maybe feature here on the podcast together with my answer. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, much love, and I'll see you in the next one.